Mayor Kevin Stitt declared a state of emergency, and the American Red Cross has set up several warming stations for people to escape the cold. On the first day of early voting in the state, some election boards like Oklahoma County are operating on backup power generators. And using a paper voting system means there are no significant interruptions to the voting process. For NPR News, I'm Seth Bodine in Oklahoma City.
Iran's foreign minister is strongly condemning a knife attack that killed three people in southern France, calling it a terrorist attack. Javid Zarif in a statement on Twitter today saying, "We strongly condemn today's terror attack in Nice," going on to say such actions must be replaced by reason and sanity. Zarif also referred to French President Emmanuel Macron's staunch support of secular laws to protect caricatures depicting the Prophet Muhammad as an exercise in freedom of expression, adding that, quote, "radicalism only breeds more radicalism." The National Association of Realtors says pending home sales took their first move down in 4 months in September, showing some sign the market was easing back a bit heading into the fall. Real Estate Industry Trade Group says its index of pending sales of existing homes fell 2.2%. Slight cooling comes after an unusually busy summer in the housing market. I'm Jack Spear, NPR News.
Support for NPR comes from NPR stations. Other contributors include the Melville Charitable Trust, committed to ensuring all people have a safe, stable, and affordable home that allows them to thrive. More at MelvilleTrust.org. And Americans for the Arts.